in on In Focus, and I am here with USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams, and we were talking a little bit over break. You're already getting ready to plan for school year next year.
That's right.
Already.
It's almost July.
Yeah.
I always tell everybody I get so excited for the beginning of school, and, you know, it's kind of somewhat boring when the kids aren't there. You know, that's when all the action's occurring, but we always joke in central office that sometimes people say, well, what do you do with all that time off during the summer? And in central office, that's the busiest time of the year. You know, you're closing out your current year, getting ready for the next one, doing all your prep, getting your buildings ready. You've got summer school, driver's ed. And so it doesn't really seem like it slows down for us. But, you know, August 17th is just around the corner, and I'm ready for the kids to come back.
Oh, I'm sure they're happy to hear that, too. Yeah.
There might be some moms and dads that are cheering that
on. they might be the biggest cheerleaders in that situation. If anybody has any questions, comments, or concerns for Cliff Williams, give us a call, 75-537-1350. And we were talking a little bit before we started here, and a lot of things you're looking at and still kind of waiting on state-wise. I know school formula's kind of been passed. They've all those wheels have kind of been turning, but you're still waiting on the courts on some things.
Yes, that's correct, Brady. Officially, the courts are going to listen to the oral arguments July 18th. And so we'll kind of sit and wait until we find out where they want to go. And I don't think we'll know anything exactly on the 18th, but in reference to getting ready for next year, we normally don't see our budget software come out till then. And so I know we were concerned that it's going to be a quick turnaround to get that budget built. We know, you know, all the components basically where they're going to be, but it's exciting news to learn that the majority of Kansas schools are going to have some new revenue to try and help out with the daily things that we need to do, you know, increasing cost, trying to maintain our staff and recruit new staff. And so it should be an exciting couple of weeks once July 18th gets here.
And that funding is kind of, you're pleased with the funding that you guys are going to have for this year?
Yeah, I think it's a good start. And, you know, obviously they're still trying to measure that to see if it meets, you know, the court's definition there. And so obviously you'd always like to have a little bit more if you can to try and offer more opportunities for kids. But I think it's a good start.
And one thing we were also talking about before we started is that you guys are looking for bus drivers. Like, I think about every district is still kind of looking for bus drivers.
Yeah, I think across the state, that'd be a common theme there, that you're always trying to recruit them. And, you know, sometimes they bring on some unique hours, you know, where most schools dismiss around the 3 o'clock hour, and that's kind of the middle of the afternoon. But on that note, we're going to try something different. We're going to call it our Try It Out Days. And we're going to open that up on Thursday, July 14th, as well as Tuesday the 12th from 8 to 11 and 5 to 8 p.m., where people can come in and they can actually get in a bus. They're going to drive around our parking lot. We're going to talk about what it takes to be a bus driver and all the different skills and the licensure you need. But we're hoping it's going to stimulate some interest to come out, because we need some good folks to help our kids get to and from school. It's a very important job, but I think it's very rewarding. The bus drivers normally build a real good rapport with those kids, and, you know, they kind of adopt them. And it's fun. Like during Christmas time, you'll see that, you know, normally kids bring in a little treat for their teacher, but they do the same for the bus driver, and the bus driver reciprocates. And so there's a real family connection there. The parents feel good because they normally have that same driver for all the years, and they see the different generations. So if you're really interested in coming out and wanting to work with kids and have a great experience, I would encourage you to come again on Tuesday the 12th and Thursday the 14th from 8 to 11 and 5 to 8 out at Riley County High School.
Is this a normal size bus that you'd kind of see out and about?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
and most of them, this is a positive note, are all automatics now.
I think
sometimes, you know, they used to be the old stick shift, right, and that kind of steer a few people away, but they are all automatics. And so.
And get to drive around the parking lot.
Get to drive around the parking lot.
Can Dave and I come?
You can.
Okay.
I would encourage you to.
All right. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to do the whole bus driver thing after that, but I'd like to try and drive a bus and see Dave drive a bus.
You've seen me drive a truck with a trailer. I would be killer at being a bus driver.
That
I would be awesome. But, you know, there's this other pre-existing condition that I have that I'm here. And I don't know if, I mean, we can negotiate.
Yeah, 3 o'clock, Cliff. You might be able to.
We'll have to do that.
Yeah, I couldn't do that morning thing, but, you know, I suppose, you know.
Well, we're always looking for activity drivers as well.
And those are late nights.
Those are late nights.
Yeah.
Well, you could go the middle school route, though.
Ain't
a lot
happening.
Of times they're home by 8, 8:30.
Okay.
He's kind of looking at me strangely like.
Well, we got one.
What time I get to work?
All the time anyway.
We got one. All right. So that's one less you need.
That's right. And we're always looking for subs. So if you have that day off that you can come in and help our kids out.
And I understand, looking at the landscape when you're looking for school bus drivers, that's kind of, it's different than it used to be. And kind of talk about some of those challenges on why it's kind of more challenging to find bus drivers now.
Well, we think our theory is that, you know, you used to have more farm families, and they had a little more flexibility with their schedule. And, you know, as the farm gets larger and larger, that you have less availability, you know, they're needed on the farm more. And the trend right now has been that we have a lot of retirees coming in and helping, and they do a great job. And we've encouraged, you know, that group of folks to come out and try. But we're flexible. We have some that drive just in the morning. Some drive just in the afternoon. We have activities in the evenings as well. And we also have a need for suburban and van drivers when we have preschoolers going back and forth during the middle of the day. So we have a little bit of variety for everybody. And we, again, would encourage people to come out. And I could see why, you know, it'd be somewhat intimidating at first. But I think by the time you get behind there, it's one of the safest vehicles that you can be in. And, again, it's a great service to give back to your community and to kids. And you build that great rapport. So
I know growing up, I had the same school bus driver from, I want to say, first grade through fifth grade, and occasionally in middle school too. His name was Harry, and it was always fun because at the end of the year, he would always, for the fifth graders, he would buy pizzas and bring them on the bus for that last day of school. We got bagel bites. My fifth grade year, something happened. Maybe we were just a little too rowdy. Maybe we just rubbed him the wrong way at some point. But
Brady happened. That's what that was.
That's probably it. I thought he liked me.
Yeah. Must have just been budget cuts or something.
Maybe. Might have been.
I had Clarence through high school.
Clarence,
yeah. It was an hour and 15 to and an hour and 15 back. So I had a lot of quality time with Clarence.
I bet. But they are important.
They are very important. You know, we always talk about that, you know, a lot of kids start their day and end their day there, and how important that relationship is and building that rapport with those kids.
And they also see the dynamics of these kids and their relationships with each other almost more so than some, because when you're in the school bus before and then after school, that's when everybody kind of lets loose, and they know the teachers aren't watching. So I know a couple of times I was really short growing up. Like even my senior year of high school, I was probably about 5'7". So I grew a little bit after my senior year of high school. Freshman year of high school, I was maybe barely 5 foot going into sophomore year. So I was always really short for my age. And, of course, you know, kids will pick on you when you're short. And – you know, Harry, he'd be a guy that would kind of stick up for me and be like, "I'll knock it off." You know, and that's really important, especially today, where that's a big focus in watching out for that sort of thing.
Oh, definitely. And again, that's one of the special qualities of being on the bus. Those kids do grow up together, and they learn how to stick up for each other. You know, besides just the big brother, big sister, but you got cousins, you know, that live in that general area, and well as just good buddies. And so it is important, and you're right. You know, those kids have had a long day. If you think about a little guy that gets on there at, you know, maybe 6:45 in the morning, and he drives maybe an hour to the school, time to get the route done, and then they have a full day of school and come back, they need a little time just to move around and squirm, and, you know, they're just being kids.
All right. Well, we have USD 383 School Board President Marsha Rozelle and Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed up next, and Cliff, if you want more time, we can come back with you a break if you got some more stuff, or if you're good.
Well, I just wanted to remind folks that school is just around the corner, and we will officially have enrollment on August 1st. And we have a new application process this year that we're kind of opening our doors again for out-of-district kids. You know, we know that sometimes families, you know, change location and they come down to our schools or they move around the area. And so we're opening that process. We'd encourage people to go to our website and follow that information on there. And we're continuing to look for a guidance counselor. We had a late resignation, and so our grade school is looking one. So if I can put a little plug in there that if you're in the counseling world and would like a great opportunity, Riley County Grade School is a wonderful place to be. And again, I'd encourage you to go to our website and make application for that. But other than that, Brady, appreciate everything and look forward to visiting with you next month as we get a little bit closer. Maybe we'll know a little bit more about the budget and where we're going to be.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Really appreciate it. That was USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams. We'll have some USD 383 school board members coming up after break on In Focus.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area. Fort Riley Family and MWR present Victory Fest, Saturday, August 19th at Marshall Army Airfield on Fort Riley. It's an all-day festival featuring Eli Young Band, even if it breaks your heart, the All-American Rejects, move along, I know you. The Charlie Daniels Band, I never went down to